Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley in the most bizarre and frightening times in our 30 years of doing this. Let's be honest about it. What's going on right now in this world, every day, Keith Jones, is shocking. And you wake up every morning, don't you, go, oh, my God, I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do for
it's
a
different
second,
world.
And then it hits you, and it's here. It's happening.
It's like you wake up every day, and you're in the third act of a horror movie.
Yep.
And you're looking around and driving in this morning and seeing all the empty seats. And 2 hours from now, when you're out there, Al, 2 hours from now, the mayor has proclaimed, 3 days after the rest of the world, but the mayor has proclaimed, stay home.
Yeah,
and if you're not staying home, he's going to want to know why.
Stay in place.
Stay home.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, crazy, crazy time. But we have identified over the past week or so what our role will be in your lives. We will certainly incorporate what's happening in this world. But we're going to give you a little, a little distraction. We're going to keep talking sports and get you involved in that stuff. Because, Jonesy, you need that. You gotta have something other than just wall-to-wall virus.
You got to take a break from it.
Right, you got to have
a
break. Now, honestly, at around 7:30 today, we are not going to take a break from it because John Johnson's coming on. Mm-hmm. Does he know it yet, Rhea? He will soon.
Mm, very soon.
John Johnson was scheduled to be on this weekend.
Yeah.
He covered the Sixers. Really? Now he's got that, too? All right, I'm getting more word. Al, all right, John Johnson has some of the symptoms now of the virus.
Yeah.
John Johnson covered the Sixers in the last game a week and a half ago where Christian Wood from the Pistons ended up having the virus. Two Sixers have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who. And meanwhile, John Johnson now was at the last minute scuttled from his weekend assignments here at WIP.
I saw that. Yeah.
Because he's we will be talking to him at 7:30 today to get the what do you feel like when you start to cough? What do you feel like, Al, when you have a sore throat?
Yeah, he's how old is he, like?
I think he's in his late 70s, early 80s. No, I have no idea how old he is. About 40, give or take.
He should be all right.
But anyway, I don't have a clue. Right?
Yeah.
If you're coming to me for any information on the medical implications of the coronavirus, Jonesy, you have made a bad decision.
Correct.
I got nothing on that.
No.
But I got plenty on sports. And one other thing. 9 o'clock, we do have a great distraction.
What do we got?
Well, I guess really the newest Eagle, Will Parks,
mm-hmm.
Philly's own Will Parks, safety. Now, Al, the guy, I'm not going to say he's an elite player. He's a long way from that, right? He's only played like 15 of his first 48 games.
Yeah.
But, or started them at least.
Yeah.
But Will Parks is a Philly kid,
yep,
who came home to play here and believes he will replace Malcolm Jenkins. And just so you got a little taste, he was on 6ABC over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Parks, who will be a guest on our show at 9 today, made it real clear, Al, by using third person, how highly he feels about himself.
Will Parks don't back up nobody.
Will Parks don't back up nobody.
Like that.
That's awesome.
So he is going to come on, Al, because it appears that he will be trying to win the job from Jalen Mills,
mm-hmm,
who's moving to the safety position. He believes it is no contest already. This is Philly through and through, Al. He's got the bravado. He's got the swagger. He's got that Philly attitude. We're going to have a party with this guy because he's real, Al. He's got a lot of personality.
Yeah, cool.
A lot of personality. But I want to start with this because it's the thing that I reacted most emotionally to this weekend. And I think a lot of people did too. And it made me more puzzled than ever on how the Philadelphia Eagles could let walk from their family a guy who embraced their spirit like very few others ever had as part of the Philadelphia Eagles family. I've never – Jonesy, Malcolm Jenkins did a piece in the Players, with Players Tribune.
Players Tribune.
Now, that's where the athletes write themselves. This was not written for Malcolm because this poured from the heart onto the page.
Yeah.
And then the page into the computer screen. It was – I'm telling you. If you hired the best writer in this city who understood this city as well as anybody could, at least the sports community, they could not write anything that was more connecting with the fan, more – Rhea, you read it. Rhea's the one that sent me
yes.
to – Rhea, how amazing was that piece?
I wrote to you, I miss him even more now.
No, well, that's the thing. Yeah. You read it and you go – Now I'm positive this was stupid. Mm-hmm. Now, before I read you a couple little portions of it, just so you get a sense for how great it was, this is what I'm struggling with right now because I believe Malcolm Jenkins. And he basically said, it is not about money. Now, normally when they say that, Josie, what's it about?
Money.
Yeah, of course it is. But I believe him. And the reason I believe him is because the way he wrote it, you could tell that it wasn't actually a monetary thing. It was a respect thing. It was, you didn't really respect my longevity. You didn't really respect the connection I made with the city. You didn't really understand that I did things that were beyond my job description, like leading in the clubhouse, working harder, playing hurt, things I didn't have to do because I was so fully committed to the Eagles and to Philadelphia. And they didn't get it. And they didn't value it.
It's the worst kind of player to lose. I mean, I'm so happy he put it into words and that people can read what he has to say
they
about it.
They didn't value what he brought.
The fact that the Eagles didn't is very concerning.
Oh, Jonesy, I'm telling you, the more you read this, you read it, Rhea, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The more you read it, the more you said to yourself, they don't really understand that there's more to a football player than how fast he runs or how high he jumps.
I think the thing is, and I just handed you something, Jeff McClain posted something this morning that went inside the departure.
Yeah.
There were voices in the organization who wanted to keep Jenkins, and in fact, Jeff Lurie met with him personally. And as Jeff points out in that piece, he thanked Lurie, Peterson, and Schwartz, and Roseman's name was
No, Roseman not being mentioned in this lengthy piece
was no accident, as
no,
Jeff points out.
It was no accident. No. In fact, he even mentioned Schwartz, which we don't think he had that great a relationship with.
He must have if he mentioned him.
No, not really. He could have. He didn't. He hates Howie the most. And you know what? Reading this, I don't like Howie this minute either. And I've always been, you know, the last few years I've been on Howie's side, right? But Howie didn't value what this guy brought. And I don't understand, Al, how do you not prioritize a guy that brings all the extras to the team? Oh, and by the way, is still by far the best defensive back, or he was till they got Slay. At the moment when they let him go, he was their best defensive back on the field, correct?
Yeah.
Best leader in the clubhouse.
Well, that's obvious.
All right, so tell me why he's not worth $8 million or $9 million.
Because Howie has a plan in place that he's not going to deviate from, and he's trying to be the toughest guy in the building that I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to be ahead of the curve.
Then I better not see Jason Peters back on that field, because if his plan is I'm not going to build with older players, 6 years older than Jenkins is Peters, and mm-hmm. Peters has been done for 2 years now, by the way. You think Peters comes back? I'm not ruling it out.
What would they pay him if
And the minute Peters comes back, I officially lose my mind. Do you understand me? Do you understand me, Jonesy? I will not be able to handle. First of all, Jenkins is 10 times the player Peters is now.
And he stays on the field.
He doesn't lay on the field. He stays on the field.
In fact, let me read you a couple of things here, Jose. Tell me what you think of this, all right? First of all, he said, he talks about Brian Dawkins and what an inspiration Dawkins was to him, because he realizes that Dawkins is a Hall of Famer, and all he could ever hope for his life is to somehow be able to emulate a player that great. He does a great testimonial to Dawkins, and he said, that's really what I tried to do here from my very first game to my last. And every game I played and in everything I did, I wanted to personify what it meant to be part of this special family. I wanted to personify what it meant to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Is that beautiful?
And he did.
Is that a guy?
And he
did. 6 years. And then he talked brilliantly, articulately about what it was like to be on the field when they won a Super Bowl for the city. And he wrote, it was more like over what the win meant. It was about how deeply I tethered myself to the spirit and the plight of Philadelphia. It was about what I had been carrying on my shoulders. For one, the hope of a fan base that had never felt the thrill of a Super Bowl championship, but also the hope of so many citizens who needed their stories of injustice lifted up upon a stage as tall as a Super Bowl. This is gold! I used to be a writer, Al. This is gold. Gold.
He's one hell of a writer, I'll give him that.
No, it's awesome, and how he let him go. What am I missing? Did anyone read this and want to shoot themselves?
Oh, jeez.
That's a little harsh.
Well, I read it, and I went, Howie doesn't get it. And then I have something a little later on I wanted to play for you about Chris Long. Chris Long was a great leader. And they let him go a year early.
Well, if you remember, he wanted to come back. Roseman wanted him
back,
but Schwartz didn't.
Wasn't that the feeling? I guess, but the bottom line is, if you want him back, Howie gets to make that decision. I don't give a damn what Schwartz thinks. If I'm putting him back on a team, coach him. And if you don't like it, get the hell out, right? But this is, it's mind-boggling to me that this was not valued, Joe. Jonesy, you work with players in locker rooms.
Yep.
And the value. Mark Messier was one of the greatest leaders in the history of hockey, right?
He was.
And you need guys
but
like that.
He did move around. Messier did move to the Rangers and continued on his legacy there, but also went to Vancouver. So those players, it's not unthinkable that they move around a little bit. And the concern is that the Eagles needed him more than any other team in the league because he was that important to the Eagles.
Now, and he did a nice thing to New Orleans. He's going again, and he wants to make it good for himself.
Are you surprised
there.
He's returning to a place that he already previously was at?
Because they have a good chance of winning.
They know him. Sean Payton, who, by the way, is a victim of the coronavirus, Sean Payton said that the biggest mistake they made in the time he's been there is letting him go.
Yeah, he's right.
Because A, good player. B, amazing person.
Yeah.
They let this walk out. Why?
And the fact that he did return to that team tells you that he's not above getting over something because I'm sure he was upset when he left.
He gave Sean Payton the finger after a game.
Right? It's amazing, isn't it?
All right, let me just give you a little more of this. This thing here. I'm not going to lie. I guess I'm an emotional person, but I don't cry a lot, right?
Right.
I panicky and I do a lot of other emotional things.
Yeah, you overreact.
This right here, I'm telling you, I was misty. I was feeling too bad. My eyes were tearing up. This is how he ended his piece. And I cannot, by the way, I'm not doing justice. It's all brilliant and it's all put together incredibly well. But he ends it by going, thank you to the Eagles organization for these last 6 years. It's been a privilege to wear the midnight green. It's been an honor to represent you as a player on your team, but also as just one of your own, raising a family and living a life that I'm proud of in the greatest football town of the world. I became a Pro Bowl player here, but more importantly, we became Super Bowl champions. And the road we took to get there is one I'll never forget. That season, we showed the world a Philly way, and to this day, I couldn't be prouder. To all of Eagle fans, I hope in your hearts that you feel I've done right by you. Thanks for the memories from one fighter to a whole city of them.
Beautiful.
Misty.
That's gold.
Yep.
How he let him go?
Yeah. Well, he's got to be right. I mean, this is one of those cases where the GM has to be right. Slay.
He's
has
not
to be,
right.
Well, I don't know.
I don't need any information.
Well, if Slay is what they...
It's not. No, Al, he may try to spin it that
Slay...
Well,
he ain't going to try to spin it at all.
He's got... Well, if he... No, he's going to hide now after this thing. Yeah. What's he going to say after this thing?
Well, nothing.
But Slay... Malcolm's leaving has nothing to do with Slay coming in. Not to me. You could have easily had both.
I don't know. But
what do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if that's the way they
would have
gone. These
numbers are not that spectacular for anybody.
I don't know what's coming. I don't know what he had planned on what's coming.
Let me tell you this now. This is
he
a
has
few
to be
days
right.
After.
Yeah, I mean.
I can already tell you unequivocally, one of the biggest mistakes of Howie Roseman's tenure, either the first one or the second one, one of the biggest mistakes he ever made was getting rid of Malcolm Jenkins. It's probably going to rank second to getting rid of Brian Dawkins. That's where it's going to rank. And if you read this and come away with any other impression, I'll be honest with you, you're not too bright. What else can I say? The light's not on in your brain.
When Trotter left, I wish there was a
that was another one.
I wish there was a chance
they
for him to write something.
They never value guys who bring that element. They don't value them, and they're going to regret it. Oh, they're going to regret it. All right, I got great prize to give away today. It's going to be real easy. I provide this as a public service. Public service today. If you would like to win one of our five great prizes, I got a Phillies jersey on here. I got fingers, wings, and other things, some
fingers,
food.
Wings.
I got a book. I got T-shirts and winter hats. I need for you to give me a great movie that you can watch a second time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a fun
There's a
topic.
Huge list, man.
There are some movies, Al, that are actually better the second time you see them.
You pick up stuff.
And I've been doing this a lot lately, Al, because my brain is not great anymore, and I don't remember the first time I saw them.
That's good.
It's like watching it for the first time.
I watched a movie
all over again.
A second time last night.
Which one?
Spotlight.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a great
movie.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Love,
was it still great the second time?
It was still awesome.
See, that's the thing. That's a perfect example. Give me a movie that you can watch again and still really enjoy. Here are the numbers.
Oh, let's go. 215. Wait, you don't give me. Where are the numbers? 215-592-9494.
Can you memorize that, please?
No, I can't memorize.
Al, it's been a week now.
Yeah, I don't memorize.
Could you possibly memorize 10 numbers? Well, the
well,
215 is a given.
No, there's 10. 215-594. No, well, they didn't put one in.
And then the last four numbers are 94 times
94,
two.
94.
Obvious.
So,
yes.
Because that's what the that's the number here. So we don't.
Yeah.
So all you really have to learn is the middle three. Yeah.
Middle three.
592.
215-592-9494.
All right, Al. Now put that down and turn it over, and next time do it without it.
Next time.
215.
No.
I just said all you got to remember is 592.
592-9494.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
WIP Sports Time 660.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.